Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35 and we're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. We're having a conversation today about nature centers, and we have with us in the studio Lori McSweeney, who's the executive director at Waldemar Nature Center, and we have with us on the line Kit Rich, who is the nature center coordinator out at Harris Nature Center in Meridian Township. If both of you can share with our listeners, tell us about some of the programs that you've got going on this summer and some of the educational courses that you're offering both to kids and to adults.
Kit, do you want to go first?
Well, sure. We're still in camp, of course, for us. I guess we have one more week, and it's been such a wonderful summer for camp. The weather's been fairly cooperative, and kids have been having a great time out here, connecting with nature and playing games and meeting the critters and all of that sort of thing. We're also continuing our campfire series, and this is an opportunity on Saturdays for families to come out and have a campfire program. It's a different topic every Saturday. We've talked about vultures and barred owls, dragonflies. In August, there's one on beavers. And, of course, we have s'mores while we're doing that, and we go for a guided walk as it's starting to get dark. And with the parks being closed after dark, this is the only opportunity to get out there at night. And then as we roll through the summer, we've got a couple of really cool things coming up. First thing in the fall, in September, we're going to have a pond safari out at the Central Park Pond in the center of the township, where we're going to be looking for all the cool critters that live there. And that's on a Sunday afternoon so that families can attend. And we're also going to be having live birds of prey, which is from Joe Rogers Wildlife Rehabilitation. He'll be bringing in all of his hawks and owls that have been rehabilitated and given a great presentation about their interesting characteristics.
And Lori?
We are busy and humming with camp. We do 11 weeks of our summer day camp, Camp Discovery, and the children come in from 9 until 4, and we were talking about getting away from technology and getting those kids outside, and that's what we do all day long. So we have anywhere from 30 to 60 kids out there, ages from 4 to 16. Then we have a CIT and an LIT, a Leader in Training program, which is fantastic. And then those kids actually are in line to be our future counselors. And so we have a very safe environment, but we try to give the kids as much freedom as we can out there. And that's what we had said earlier, is when you go outside and you just hear the birds singing and the children laughing, you know you're doing the right thing and that it will be a lifetime memory. So that's our summer, and we absolutely love it. We still do our community programs the third Saturday of the month, and each one is unique, and you have to go to the website to find out which, you know, what's going on that next time. But I'll tell you, our Blacksmiths of Waldemar are out every third Saturday, and that's out by the log cabin. That's a fantastic thing to see.
Yeah,
we have our docents that are in period costume, and they come out to the log cabin, and they introduce people to the log cabin that haven't seen it in a while. And then during the school year, we change gears completely, and we get into our school programs, and that starts up in September.
Okay, yeah, let's get into that. I do remember back from, now that you were just chatting about these experiences and then team, and then they become leaders. When I was in high school, what was really cool is we had a program kind of like Outward Bound. And basically we took disadvantaged youths and youths from like the home, you know, foster kids or kids actually without parents, and they teamed them up with kids with families and just from the school, and then we were taken out into the wild, all given backpacks, and then we had to bushwhack for, I don't know, it seemed like 50 miles, and each night we would spend the night out in the wild, and then we would get up and go onward again. And I remember becoming a team leader or a, you know, somebody in training like that, and that was probably, when I was that age, one of the most I was so proud of myself and the ability to be part of that whole nature-oriented program. Yep. And I imagine you see a lot of that in this situation with kids growing up. They just admire the fact that they're able to do something with something surrounding nature.
Yep. We have seen the shyest children grow into the best leaders in this program, too. And it does. It instills in you a sense of confidence, especially when you get to know nature better. And then you can get out there and you can talk about it yourself in front of other people. It's a pretty inspiring situation to be in. So it's a really nice program to be able to have.
What was kind of cool is Lori, the listening audience might not know this, but Lori has a son. His name's Bill, and he was just coming to our store as an employee, as just leaving or just in high school, and he was kind of a shy boy. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of proud to say that when he started working with customers and talking to people about nature and about fish and about keeping them and those type of things, I think Billy kind of came out of his shell as well.
He certainly did.
Yeah, that was a great time.
Yeah.
We have a lot of connections here.
Well, and it's a funny story because when I was in the woods, when I was about that age, Rick, my friends were just trying to abandon me so that I couldn't follow them. It had nothing to do with learning or experiencing nature in any way. So.
We can all imagine Lee crying in the woods, wondering where everybody is.
Yeah, and why did they need all of those 15 fire trucks and police cars?
Was that the friend deficit disorder?
Yeah, it could be. So, well, I have another question, and it kind of plays on the same thing. With all of these kids out there, they say kids will do the darndest things. Tell me something unique or funny that you've experienced when you've had these kids out there that just really surprised the heck out of you, but it was okay. It's got to be something we can say on family radio.
You can go first.
Well, actually, I guess I'll sound more like Rick probably, because the funniest things that happen for us have to do with the animals. And the great thing this summer was just, I think it was just last Monday, someone was in the classroom starting to show the kids about the turtles, and she happened to glance over at a tank where we had two garter snakes. And she saw something wiggling around, something small was wiggling and wiggling, and she thought, is that an earthworm? Why is it, because we feed them earthworms, why is that earthworm wiggling? And she went over and looked at it, and it was a baby garter snake.
Oh, my.
And then the closer she looked, there's another one, and there's another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. And our snakes were a boy and a girl, and guess what? We had 23 baby garter snakes.
Snakes so, alive.
Yeah, needless to say, that was quite the attraction all week.
And I imagine, were the kids in there when you actually saw that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So I imagine that was just like the light of their entire week.
Absolutely. And then, of course, everyone else, you know, because we had several camp groups going on at the same time, so everyone had to get in there and bring their parents in and all of that sort of thing. And then at the end of the week, we actually released the babies because it's really hard to find the appropriate food for these infant reptiles, and it's just easier to let them go do what they would do naturally, and because, of course, they, as reptiles, they're on their own immediately after birth, and they know instinctively how to hunt and find their food.
We could probably take a quick minute because we were talking about this. We should probably mention that these animals that are in the wild, we want to leave them in the wild. What do you go on? I know it was important for you guys to bring that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we at Woldemar, we're really trying hard to encourage people. It's okay to touch the frogs. Lots of kids want to do that. Make sure you wash your hands beforehand. You don't want that sunscreen or that, you know, that insect repellent on those critters. But then, as Kit and I were talking earlier, catch and release. Let those animals go back into the wild. Do not bring them into your house.
Right, and we practice that same policy with the animals that are on display at the Nature Center, too. Like these garter snakes that I was just talking to you about, those adults, we caught them this spring, and they're on display, and they're part of the programs that we're doing all summer long. But in September, we'll let them go, and that will give them plenty of time to make sure they've eaten well and found the right place for their winter sleep. And we do that with as many of the healthy animals as we can. And, of course, we've got a few animals that are permanently injured in some way, and they're on permanent display. But we recycle our animals. We say that they're teachers, that they, you know, they're giving some time to help teach the kids and the adults a little bit about nature. And after they've done their stint as a teacher, they're free.
Well, it sounds like they're going full circle. After the break, we're going to return with our conversation about nature centers here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain.
It's true.
Baby, I'm howling for you. All right. Something wrong with this plot. The actors here have not got a clue.